This is HPR episode 2630 entitled Open Source Gaming, Revisiting Meridian 59. It is hosted by the dude and is about 4 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is discussing the Steam release of Meridian 59, recorded before release.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Okay, the dude's here, and we're going to be talking about Meridian 59. Well, anyway, it's getting a Steam release August 28th. Obviously, this is going to be a released afterwards, but it seems that according to Josh Rotunda, who is the Meridian 59 Systems admin, it's going to be released on Steam August 28th, and it's going to be the original servers 101 and 102. However, players will have to go to the official website to create an account for, 101 or 102, as noted on the storefront, but that is for now. I guess they are working on a system for future updates to probably make it so that way you can create a character and account from Steam. I have to say that I'm extremely excited, especially since it's getting boosts in the media that are talking about the Steam release, and hopefully we get some new players to play on Meridian 59 and then get, like, the old PvP style back in the game. Right now it's just PvE, just because there's not many people on, and with new people, hopefully, the exciting PvP that used to be in the game can return. Also, hopefully someone could also find a way to make it the game work with Wine. I tried getting Meridian 59, the original servers, to work on Linux, and I'm able to log in. This is by using Wine. I'm able to see what's in my inventory, my health bars and everything. The only thing I can't see is the area where, you venture through the world. So, your first-person perspective, that area in the UI is black. It's just a black screen. And the reason why I say hopefully somebody, because I can't even really get Tibia to run on Linux, and it's supposed to be able to run on Linux. And yes, I followed the Google instructions, and things still didn't work out, so hopefully somebody will be able to do that, so that way Meridian 59 can work, pretty much perfectly on Wine, or be able to make a Linux client for the original servers, and hopefully have a video to show step by step to what to do. But anyway, I'm excited, and it's going to be interesting to see what the results are. And I'm definitely looking forward to the comments to see what were the results of the launch. But anyway, is the dude signing off?
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.